Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest on Local Focus this morning, Denise Young with Alzheimer's Association. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Great to have you here with us this morning.
Great to be here.
All right, something coming up, something that we're excited about. You've been doing it every year for a while here, and it's really taken off. It's the Dementia Education Symposium coming up.
Yep, we've got it coming up in Asheville on April 25th, which is a Wednesday this year. We usually do it on a Thursday, so we're excited to move it to a Wednesday. It's from 8 to 3:15 over at the Doubletree on Hendersonville Road. Down by Biltmore.
So tell us what the Dementia Education Symposium is.
It's a day-long event that really is for anyone who's interested in getting more information about dementia, as well as for caregivers. And what we're really excited about this year, and our theme this year is called On the Journey. So a lot of our sessions that we have focus on the journey of Alzheimer's and dementia and what it's like. And one of the sessions that we're super excited about this year is a panel discussion, and the panel is made up of people who actually have Alzheimer's disease. And
really?
They're in the early stages, and they want to have a good conversation about what life is like for them living with the disease and how they're coping with it.
And knowing what's coming.
Exactly. How they want people to talk to them and just helping to remove some of that stigma that's associated with dementia. So we're really excited about that session.
Wow. What an interesting take on that.
It is. And most of the group is made up from a support group that's right here in Hendersonville. So
really?
It is. So we're really excited about that.
Fantastic. So that's I just love that concept. That's so interesting because many times we just don't think of it. In those terms.
We work a lot with caregivers, and we hear a lot about caregiving for someone with the disease, but rarely do we actually get to hear from the person who is experiencing the disease and see that side of it and get to walk a mile in their shoes. So we're really excited about that. Our general session this year, we have our North Carolina State Director of Public Policy is coming to really give us a good picture of the roadmap of Alzheimer's, both not only just in the country, but in North Carolina, too, and some of the challenges, particularly that in those rural and minority communities and what they're facing as the dementia grows in those communities, and just some of the changes that need to take place to see the roadmap for Alzheimer's change. We also have a session on art and how people with dementia benefit from art and music therapy. Mm-hmm. We have a North Carolina author, Marianne Drummond, is coming to do a session on how you maintain connections in your family when you have a diagnosis. How do you tell other family members that that your loved one has dementia? And how do you keep those close connections? We also have a elder law attorney that's coming and doing a session on everything you wanted to know about getting older but were afraid to ask.
Wow. So this is not just about dementia.
Exactly. And he's going to talk about everything from living wills to planning for long-term care. How do I pay for it? How does what's the difference between Medicaid and Medicare? What will they pay for? Mm-hmm. And really that long-term planning. And then we have a gerontologist is coming from Mission Hospital who's really going to talk to us about what are those latest treatments, what are some of the myths surrounding dementia. Do cooking with aluminum pots cause Alzheimer's disease?
Using hair dryers or
exactly.
Whatever the next thing.
So he's going to debunk some of those myths and just really talk about what works and what doesn't as far as treatments for dementia goes. And then we have a person coming talking about technology and the role of technology with dementia nowadays and how some of the technology will help people who are dealing with dementia.
Right.
So it's a good mix of everything this year.
So who should attend this?
Anybody, really. It's in years before, we focused primarily on caregivers. And what we're really excited about this year is that we've really opened it up for not only caregivers, but also anybody who really just wants to learn more about dementia and you know, the possibility of them having to deal with it later on in life. So it's really open for anybody.
One of the things I notice here, too, is that caregivers or social workers can get CEU credits for this.
We
as
do
well,
have
right?
CEU credits. There will be 4 credits available for professionals. So it's $20 admission for the general public and then $40 for those seeking CEUs.
Okay. But that includes your breakfast and lunch and breakout sessions and everything,
it
right?
It does. It does. So you get 2 meals with that, which is great. You get breakfast and lunch and then all your breakouts, visits with sponsors and all of that stuff.
Right, because you'll have there'll be sponsors that will have exhibits out there.
We do. We have lots of resource tables that'll be out there, so people can get information from anybody from assisted living to elder law attorneys to everybody who is a sponsor will have information and resources.
Well, once again, we're speaking with Denise Young with the Alzheimer's Association about the 2018 Dementia Education Symposium. This year's theme: On the Journey. Mm-hmm. And tell us again when and where.
It is coming up on Wednesday, April 25th. Registration opens at 8,
okay,
and it runs till 3:15 in the afternoon.
Can we pre-register? How do we get tickets to make sure we're able to go to this
event? If you want to register, you can register by visiting our website, which is alz.org/North Carolina. North Carolina is spelled out, not abbreviated. Or you can call our toll-free number. It's 800-272-3900.
Would you recommend that we pre-register? Go ahead and get our tickets.
I would recommend pre-registering just because it helps us be able to plan for food.
Yep.
But you can, if the event's just coming up on you too fast, you can also just come to the event and sign up there.
The day of. Okay. Again, the 2018 Dementia Education Symposium. This year's theme is On the Journey. It's coming up Wednesday, April the 25th. 8 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. at the Doubletree by Hilton Asheville Biltmore on Hendersonville Road in Asheville. You can get more information by going to alz.org/North Carolina or call 800-272-3900, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
All right. So, again, anyone who, if you feel like this is in your future, whether you're a caregiver or whatever, you need to go to this education symposium.
Right. And like I say, everybody is welcome, and we hope to have a really good crowd this year.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We'll certainly do our best to send people there. Denise, thank you so much, and thanks for the work that you and the Alzheimer's Association is doing
thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to. Once again, Denise Young with the Alzheimer's Association, and that Dementia Education Symposium is coming up on Wednesday, April the 25th, 8 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. For more information, go to alz.org/North Carolina or call 800-272-3900. You're listening to Local Focus here on The Q. We do it every Tuesday and Thursday on your community radio station.